Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited, as always, to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Bombs and guns this hour.
Yeah.
Duke's going to tell us about a man with an AK-47 in the wrong place at the wrong time, meaning Long Island. Anytime.
Indeed.
And then we'll also give you this story here out of Orlando, Florida, where are there any other Orlandos? There must be, right?
I don't know. I haven't heard of one, but I'll go take a look.
Well, anyway, a child's toy, this is from WFTV.com, a child's toy sparked a bomb scare late Tuesday morning. The Orange County Bomb Squad was on the scene investigating a suspicious package, which was a toy pony. Now,
that's not really a package.
Right. This was confusing to me when I first read it, and then you actually found there's actually a video of them blowing this pony up.
Go to copblock.org, and Adam Miller has posted the video there. You can watch the police dude trundle up to it and blow it up.
So
In fact, there's an Orlando, Kentucky, Orlando, Oklahoma, and Orlando, Soweto, a subdivision of Johannesburg.
You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
Neat.
So the toy pony was placed on what appears to be a cul-de-sac of some sort.
It looked like a cul-de-sac with nothing around it, but apparently it was near a school.
Yeah, and so it was a big pony, right? It wasn't just when you hear toy pony, it doesn't. I didn't think big. I thought like some kind of
stuffed animal, right?
Yeah, a stuffed animal or something like that.
Technically, it is, but it looked in the video. It's about 4 feet tall.
You think it's that tall?
Maybe three.
Three or four.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, so it's a big stuffed animal for a kid to, like, you know, like a three-year-old kid to run up to and jump on and, I love you, toy pony! Mm. Or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. It's like a monster stuffed animal. And, but apparently it could have been a bomb. Somebody thought it might have been a bomb because, I don't know, people are paranoid and they think things are bombs when they're not necessarily bombs. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, it wasn't too long ago that they shut down a portion of downtown because, well, there was, I think it was
an unattended backpack.
Yeah, that was left in a parking garage.
And I'm really surprised there that the bomb squad didn't blow up the backpack.
Well, maybe they were worried about the parking garage in that case. In this case, they had an open field, basically, where thing was, there was nothing around.
They blew up that horse, and it disappeared.
Yeah, they actually had a recycling bin next to it as well, and that thing seemed to, explode as additionally into just little bits. So,
I wonder, what if this thing had been full of sarin gas, and they blew it open? This is so ludicrous, so outside the frame dumb, that you just don't know what to do with it.
Didn't somebody explain to us why the bomb squad blows stuff up, though?
They have some reason.
I just don't remember what it was. Sometimes I need things explained to me more than
it's oftentimes if you have a large explosive device, you can use a smaller charge to blow it up, and it makes a smaller explosion, essentially?
Yeah, but maybe that was the explanation, but that doesn't answer Mark's objection. I think that's a good one. It's one that I've never heard on this show before.
Right. And just think about the insidious, evil genius out there that would fill a stuffed pony full of sarin gas.
Knowing that the bomb squad would blow it up.
The mindless dullards that, they're not really dullards, they just act in a mindless fashion, work for the government will go out there and say, oh, we get to blow stuff up! I love this part of my job! And they would blow it up and then release the sarin gas on everybody.
The entire neighborhood.
Or whatever it is they do. You know, and this is, it's just so silly. Somebody calls and then the mindless state goes into play. Because this horse was fine beforehand. Nothing would have happened if they left the horse alone. But, in fact, somebody called, and then they just have to go blow it up. It wouldn't have mattered if it was a cardboard box, a stuffed horse, anything. Anything that they can blow up. As a matter of fact, there's a story from, was it Boston, where they blew up their own car counter on the side of the road.
Yeah,
one of these steel boxes that has a tube that goes across the road that counts the vehicles so that they can...
What is that thing?
What the hell? Boom! They blew up their own stuff. I mean, it's nuts. And they have these bomb vehicles. They have to justify the incredible expense for these things. So, of course, these guys are going to go out and blow things up.
Yeah, and it's not like this is in Fallujah. This is Orlando, Florida. Yeah. How many explosions do they get around there?
Yeah, on Whisper Glencourt. Sounds like a real dangerous neighborhood. No one knows where the toy pony came from, but it was found in a cul-de-sac near Waterbridge Elementary School. Maybe. Now, they're saying no one knows where it came from, and if you were the dad or the mom of the child that owns this toy pony, you probably wouldn't want to come out and admit this.
Yeah,
right?
Once you realize there's an entire squad of police out there. Who is this?
Right, because they want to charge somebody, right?
Yes. No, ain't mine.
They want to come up with a justification for their actions of blowing up this toy
pony. Looking like dum-dums.
So they're going to point it out to you. If you come out and say, well, that was my toy pony. Now you owe me $300 or whatever it costs to buy this thing. And then the cops are going to say, no, you owe us $7,000 because we had to call out the bomb squad because somebody got scared. By your toy,
that's
toy
just
pony.
How much diesel fuel they used driving the bomb vehicle to the site. I mean, this was person. How many cops do you think were on site for this? 50.
Well, yeah,
I mean, let's be serious.
In the video, unfortunately, yeah, it would be great if it panned away to the, you know, to
the
line
the
of cops.
Yeah.
My God.
A gaggle of cops out
you
there.
You know that they all went out there
eating popcorn.
You're gonna blow up a pony. Come on. Yeah.
So whoever owns it has not stepped forward, and
is it going to?
No, and if they're smart, they won't. But where was it found? It was found in a cul-de-sac near an elementary school. Now, near means nothing, right? Near could mean several streets away.
Yeah.
So who knows how far away this is? I'm sure if we wanted to, we could look up Whisper Glen Court in Orlando and Waterbridge Elementary School and find out exactly how far away it was. But
Google Street View to the rescue.
It's right in the center. You can tell from the video footage that it's right in the center of this cul-de-sac. So presumably there are houses surrounding, as in most cul-de-sacs, there are houses surrounding the center of this grassy area in the middle there. So odds are good that one of the sets of parents that is living in one of those homes has a child that they purchased this toy pony for. The child purchased or brought the toy pony out to the cul-de-sac to gallop around upon it and then left it there, as children tend to leave their toys out in their front yards.
Especially cul-de-sacs. I mean, cul-de-sacs, the reason that people buy on cul-de-sacs is
they're not through streets.
Yeah, they're not through streets. They're a little safer. And kids oftentimes will just treat the whole circle as their play area.
So it's not something you see every day, says News 9, WFTV. The child's toy treated like a terrorist's weapon, but investigators said they could take no chances with a toy pony equipped with wires and batteries. Officer said, we're just not taking any chances at all. We're making sure everything is fine. Eyewitness Scott Kilween said, then my mind started racing with all the terror threats and all the crazy people in the world, how crazy it potentially could have gotten. Waterbridge Elementary School was less than 100 yards away. Oh, there you go. From the strangely placed toy, the scene took on an almost comical tone as a real bomb robot faced off against what turned out to be a Hasbro toy robot called Butterscotch. That sells for about $350. Kilween said, it was crazy. When I first saw it, my wife was like, I think there's some wild animal in the cul-de-sac. When it was all over, all that was left was a charred area of the cul-de-sac.
That's all that was left.
Small pieces of the toy, plastic, wire, and fur. But the incident made excitement for the whole neighborhood. The guy said, fire in the hole, and then boom, said Kilween. The sheriff's office says it doesn't keep track of how much an incident like that costs taxpayers.
Of course not.
Because it might be embarrassing.
Really stupid if we did that.
Yeah. So Butterscotch, the toy horse from Hasbro that apparently is a robot.
It's animatronic, yeah.
With this justification that they use, they can blow up anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we saw a car that was just down the street from Butterscotch, and we decided we couldn't take any chances, so we blew up the car. And then there was a house that was nearby, and we blew up the house. And he just...
There's anything that justifies it.
You know, here in Keene, New Hampshire itself, they're doing a lot of road construction, and I live near the area where they keep a lot of this construction crap laying around. I mean, there's like giant pipes and all kinds of crap that could be used as a bomb, and it's right next to a rec center where kids go after school. Maybe I should just call the cops every 30
seconds. That's all you have to do.
I don't know what that is.
Right, that's all that happened here was a concerned citizen called the cops about this.
I don't know what it is. I'm afraid. Blow it up.
That's right. I think there's a bomb in my neighbor's mailbox. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll free. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. That, again, 800-259-9231. And tonight is Ian.
And Puke.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo to show they are listeners of the programs. See what I mean by going to Shrine
www.freetalklive.com. Now, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And speaking of the Free State Project, I was interviewed today by the New Hampshire Public Radio, one of the, I guess, the local correspondent for them here in Keene. And that was, I thought it was a good interview.
Regarding
the Free State Project and Free Keene and activism and, you know.
They're gonna make you look good.
Government and, yeah, oh yeah, right? They're going to cut down an hour-long interview into a three-minute.
Puff piece.
Yeah, three-minute, who knows what. We'll see how it turns out. Should be interesting. So that's happening. Also, I saw this promo for Libertopia last night. Did the both of you see this?
I've seen that, yes.
LibertopiaFilm.com. And I don't know if I was interviewed for this. I recall we've been interviewed by a handful of videographers, but
yeah,
they're following one of the Keeniacs, Andrew Carroll, who's been up here a couple of years now. He made the move when he turned 18 from California, and I guess they had a film crew out in California with him before he made the move. And they kind of have chronicled his move over to New Hampshire and what he did since then to some extent. I'm not sure at what point the film stops, but the promos and the trailers are up now over at libertopiafilm.com. We also posted them over at freekeen.com, so you can see them there as well. But they're also following Will Buchanan, who we talked to quite a bit on this program as he walked across the country as part of the Walk for Liberty, literally starting on the West Coast and walking all the way to the East Coast. So up in, I think it was Oregon is where he started,
yes.
And he finished on the seacoast of New Hampshire. And didn't he finish with a polar bear plunge, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes. He wasn't real excited. It didn't look like from that video.
Looked
but
like
man,
a terrible
he
time.
Did, went and did it. Jumped right in that cold water.
Yeah. Bear pressure.
Yep, pretty much. So it's following the two of them and then one of the other marijuana marijuana political in the system activists, Matt Simon. They follow the three of them and their journeys to New Hampshire, whence they come and are from, darn it. I get that wrong sometimes.
Whence they come,
yeah. Okay. It just sounds so weird. Anyway, it's looking good, and I think that
very professionally produced documentary film that you would see on Netflix or something. I was very impressed with the promo that they had, the little trailer.
And it doesn't seem like it's going to be making fun of the activists. It doesn't seem as though it
No, I didn't get that impression at all.
I was wondering about that when I was looking at the trailer for it. But then when you go to libertopiafilm.com, they actually have a link to the Free State Project right up at the top of their page. So it's not like they're trying to hide that or anything. And I think I'd heard good things about the filmmakers and being friendly toward the ideas of liberty. So I just think it's great. I mean, there's all kinds of wonderful coverage of the activism going on here. And the idea that this movement is just going to dry up in a year and that, 5 years later, one will remember the Free State Project.
That's the accusations of some of those
who are fed
up with, Free Staters and Free Keeners and their activism here.
Yeah, they're fed up.
In Keene.
Well, they're just fed up, period, because the status quo is being threatened and the people who are inside the system are feeling threatened by the people both inside and outside of the system. I mean, you look at somebody like an Andrew Carroll who's working inside the system. He's running for political office. They are attacking him in the newspaper. His political opponents in the race for state representative have, two of them, have written in letters to the editor to the newspaper, also one former state rep, basically
this
trying to...
This isn't a real Democrat!
That's right. They're outing him as an imposter, as an infiltrator. And it's just, it's pathetic and it's desperate. They don't have anything positive to say about themselves.
They've got really crappy Democrats running. They're scared that, some of their awful, awful Democrats with terrible voting records, one of them would get picked off.
Yep.
And that's all it takes, by the way. They've got 7 seats and 8 Democrats running for them. And in Keene, doesn't seem likely a Republican's going to take one of those seats.
When's the last time that happened? I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't bother wasting the calories it took to look it up.
Here's a funny side note. I was near the Democratic party headquarters or whatever here in Keene today, and sitting right in front of the door was parked a car with Massachusetts plates. I just thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So the suggestion was that
a great deal of the
that maybe somebody Democratic Party related from Massachusetts might be, you know,
the campaigning that
things.
Goes on yeah. here is it's Massachusetts washover.
Yeah, I mean it's a parking lot shared by other businesses, but it could have been anybody. I just thought it was funny, but yeah,
it was interesting
right in front of the door.
It
made me chuckle.
So when you listen to the critics of the Free State Project, they will howl and howl about how, oh, everybody hates you Free Staters. Why don't you just go home? And nobody wants you here. Get out of town.
They only do that in Keene, New Hampshire, by the way.
Well, that's because it's only visible. What's happening as far as activism is concerned is only visible here. If the people in the other areas of the state knew what was going on, they knew that there were
activists.
Political
activism in other areas of the state, and it hasn't, you know, there's a certain threshold that one has to get. There are several people in the New Hampshire House and all kinds of elected positions all over the state, but you know, it hasn't reached that critical mass where there's now a libertarian veto over everything mm-hmm. that has to get passed through the House. And at that point, you can believe that the political activists, that the howling from the Democrats and even the Republicans in some cases, will reach a fevered pitch once that occurs. But you're right. I mean, the outside the system activists, for better or for worse, are getting noticed in Keene.
Well, getting noticed around the country as well, which is, of course, one of the benefits of doing the outside the system activism is to attract more people here. But my point being that these folks will howl and bitch and moan about the all of the activism here. And, of course, none of it is satisfactory to them, right? First, it's to complain about people smoking pot in the center of town. Why don't you get involved in the system? And then, when somebody gets involved in the system, he's not a real Democrat. And, you know, there's nothing that can satisfy these people. You need to run as a Libertarian Party candidate. Well, why? That makes it more difficult. And he says he's a Democrat. I saw something about him supporting regulation of a nuclear plant, or supporting a progressive tax of some sort. So, I mean, he believes he's a Democrat. Who are they to say he's not a Democrat?
Indeed.
Yeah, I don't see. That's the problem with this big tent party system that we have. The parties can't really limit who's who runs and who doesn't.
Why the Libertarian Party is a piece of crap.
It's the people who decide whether or not he's qualified to be a Democrat in office, not the Democrats.
And he's been getting positive responses. He walked around on Labor Day, I believe, or on Sunday, meeting people, going door to door.
And if nothing else, what does that require the rest of the politicians to do? They have to get out and meet their constituents. Oh, the horrors! My God, this guy's throwing off everything!
But they think they can win by writing a few nasty letters to the editor.
Right, they want to breeze on through.
I always vote for the most evil and largest asshole politician.
We're coming up here at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, an AK-47 in Long Island usually doesn't mix. We'll explain what happened and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, our current supplies are gone, whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct pre-price increase special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every three selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you one free. That's right, buy three, get one free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial in via the toll-free number, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the features, by the way, we're talking about include our listening options. So we've got live streams as well as listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live, the latest episode around the clock. Get the listening details at listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in absolutely free. Listen.freetalklive.com.
From coast to coast, police power is increasing every day. If it comes down to our word against theirs, we'll lose almost every time. The only chance that we have of protecting ourselves is by videotaping the police, posting it online. Have your video camera ready to use at any time. They shoot guns, we shoot video. At freedomcam.net, you can get the smallest video spy camera delivered to your door for only $49. Protect yourself and help support the Liberty Movement. Go to freedomcam.net. Order now and get a free laser pointer flashlight. Freedomcam.net.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Jason is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to let it be known on the radio that Free Staters are more than welcome in New Hampshire.
Now, are you listening on the radio?
No, I'm not. Oh, okay. Am I coming over bad?
No. You're fine. So now, okay. How did you find out about...
No, I am listening in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay. But on the internet or on the radio?
Internet.
Okay, very good. Glad to have you on board. There's a chance we might actually be on Six Nights a Week soon out where you live, but I can't say much more than that. Anyway, how did you find out about the Free State Project?
I remember hearing about it years past. I never took much to it, but when I really first learned about it was when I did some volunteer work for the Ron Paul campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started meeting all these people that were Free Staters around the area.
And they didn't upset you or turn you off or anger you?
No, far from it. In fact, I, I talked to people in New Hampshire about the Free State Project. Obviously, not much point in because they're already here. But I mean, most people actually, in my experience, actually the idea. In fact, most of them consider it like a hedge against the Massachusetts movement.
Yeah, that's what so many have said is there's essentially the nanny state project where the Massachusettsans or whatever you call them,
Massholes,
they move north the border in order to avoid all the taxes, and then what do? They vote Democrat or whatever, they vote for larger government, and in order to essentially institute all the services that they previously had that they were taxed for, and are trying to do it all over again. It's really crazy stuff. Now most of them aren't very most. People aren't very politically active, so it takes, one Free Stater for every 20 Massholes that moves north in order to do the counteracting.
No, I agree with that. And, I mean, I haven't always been as politically active as much as I've just been really angry.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
There's people that piss me off. We need to do something about it. And most of the time that happens in government. One of the interesting things I've seen here over the last few years, though, is the effect the Free State Project is having. There's like a local group here in like Dover, New Hampshire, called Liberty Group. Mm-hmm. And it's not like per se a Free State Project, but it was created by a couple Free State Project members.
Sure,
and
sure.
It, you know, kind of came out of the associations of people working on the Ron Paul campaign, stuff like that. But it's interesting that just in 2 years now, we have local candidates that actually will attend. I mean, we meet regularly every week in Dover. And now there's political candidates that now are actually coming to this group to, you know, give their issues before us.
So they're pandering to you.
Well, kind of.
Yeah. They're realizing that the activists are not only an important group to pander toward for votes, but also for activism. I mean, if you can get these activists on board with your campaign, then that could help you with things like flyering and sign wavings and that sort of thing. So politicians value that. Unfortunately, in the early days, what was found was that politicians that really didn't understand liberty kind of tried to paint themselves as liberty-oriented so they could bring the activists under their wing and essentially suck the activism out of them and then leave them on the side of the road once they got elected because they actually didn't care about freedom. They were just essentially using the gullible activists. So hopefully that's happening less and less often now.
Hopefully. So I don't see it in this group. I mean, half the members of the group are anarchists anyways. So mm-hmm. Sometimes these politicians are awakened. We've seen a couple of people come in, and none of these people in this group are afraid to take any of these people on controversial issues, and half of these people run out of the door scared anyway.
So Jason, you say welcome to New Hampshire. Does that mean you're ready to have hundreds more of these folks move in here, thousands more eventually?
Yeah, thousands. As many as they can come. Well, you're welcome to New Hampshire. I mean, there may be people down in some areas that maybe, complaining about Free State Project members. Those are either just really old people or really liberal people. I think New Hampshire's ready for you. We need to take New Hampshire back, go back to live free or die philosophy. You know, it's what I grew up on. It's what my grandparents grew up on. Get government out of my life. That's what I grew up on. My family always grew up on.
Right on. Thanks for sharing that tonight, Jason. I appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for your input. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Nice to hear those. Controversy is what talk radio tends to thrive on. So people who have gotten whipped up enough, they generally they're going to be people that disagree. So they're going to, call in from, say, the radio station that plays here in the Free Talk Live every night here in Keene or whatever. It's nice to hear some locals, New Hampshireites.
Some appreciation.
Yeah, supporting the Free State Project in general. And,
well, because normally the most vocal are going to be your opponents, right? I mean, because when you're out there on the leading edge of ideas and activism, and that's what the Free Staters are. I mean, many of them, a lot of them are busy with getting settled and getting jobs and things like that. But once they get settled in, they get as active as they possibly can. And so once you're on the leading edge and you're advocating change, Well, those people who are who like things the way they are going to be feeling very upset about that, and they're going to speak out.
For the government
that work for the government, or are friends with people that work for the government, or are family members with people that work for the government. These people are going to speak out, and they're going to be upset, and they're going to be angry. And I understand all that. I don't blame them for feeling how they feel. I was talking with the woman from the reporter from the New Hampshire Public Radio today about a conversation I've been having on Facebook with a local statist activist who is the head of Keen Cares, which is a local organization that advocates for more school funding and things like that. And so, yeah,
what do they care for?
They care for more government. Apparently,
money is what they care for. Give me more
money.
Well,
no. I mean, she cares about her kids, and she wants them to have a good education.
Maybe.
Sure. I think that's these organizations, absolutely, the people that are for this kind of advocacy generally believe that that's true, but there's no evidence. That they're not looking at the evidence that more money doesn't make schooling better.
Yeah, it seems to me like they always care about the salary of the teachers and the administrators.
Right. Well, the suggestion is all these teachers who get, they work 9 months out of the year. Yeah, 9 months out of the year, and they should be paid as much as astronauts and nuclear scientists.
Well, they should be paid what they're worth in the marketplace, whatever that is. And I don't know what that is, and the market would be able to decide if we didn't have the government in screwing everything up.
Good teachers would be paid more, bad teachers would be paid less. That's how the marketplace works.
Bad teachers probably wouldn't be able to get jobs anymore.
Indeed.
Like, they're protected.
There would be a better, more efficient way of educating. By that I mean the kids would learn more useful things, and they would learn it at a price that was significantly lower. $14,000 per student to educate a student in Keene, New Hampshire.
That's on the low side. Sam says it's like 18, but whatever. It's a lot.
I think that's 14,000. Maybe it's in my town.
It's more than it should be.
It's absolutely crazy. And there's a private school right here in the Monadnock region that the annual tuition is $1,500. It's a tenth.
So I'll tell you what, I'm actually going to pull up a couple of her posts, because we were going back and forth on Facebook this morning.
That's not a waste of time.
Well, I'll share it with you here in a moment, because it gives you a good example of a look into the mindset of somebody who refuses to see the gun in the room. And we'll explain what the gun in the room is here in a moment. Again, you can take your dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features there include our news updates, so you can get signed up and be kept in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the various lists. We've got an email delivery option. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. And so head on over to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. Let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want and talk first to Robert in Louisiana. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be able to talk to y'all. Okay, I was listening to your April 15th program a little bit earlier today. I hate to bring this up, but it was a guy complaining. He said he's a drug warrior, basically, at the end of the show, you know, against drugs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Truck drivers not smoking weed or whatever. Well, I'm a truck driver. I hadn't been able to smoke in 19 years, to be honest. But finally something came around called, you know, that herbal legal weed, what they called it.
Yeah, the synthetic THC, the K2, the JWH-18, I think.
Lucy
whatever.
Jane.
Right. But they outlawed it in Louisiana. Back on the 14th. So needless to say, to be honest with you, what I do, since I can't do that, I take a methadone pill, to be honest, because they can't detect that in the drug test.
Huh. Methadone?
That's pretty hardcore, yeah. Isn't it? Methadone? I mean, that's heroin.
Oh, is it?
Isn't it? Isn't methadone heroin? Oh, no, I'm thinking of morphine. Wait a minute. No, it's methadone.
Yeah.
Because my wife, she gets it for her knee, you know, the methadone.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might have the wrong name.
No, it's methadone, trust me. It's a 10 milligram round little pill.
Okay.
Wow.
Since I want to relax, that, you know, it helps me relax, to be honest.
I bet it does.
So you're not taking it while you're driving, then?
No, sir. I do it at night when I get off work.
Gotcha. Then,
you know. That's all I want to say, you know, because it.
So the fact that marijuana has been prohibited in order to relax at nighttime, because you're tested frequently as a professional driver, you take something that doesn't show up on the test that is far more intense of a narcotic substance, and that is methadone. This is the product that is used to get people, to wean people off a heroin addiction, because it essentially is heroin. It is an opiate. And so you're taking it because it doesn't show up in a drug test when you could be smoking marijuana, which is a very benign substance. Is that pretty much your point?
Yes, sir. Be totally honest with you.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate your call and the thoughts here tonight. That's what prohibition does.
Yeah, these are the unintended consequences.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Now, one of the things that I like to do when talking with somebody that isn't there with when it comes to the liberty messages is attempt to point out the gun in the room. If you can show somebody the gun in the room successfully, it will be kind of, I would think it would be an aha moment, that it would be an epiphany or the beginning of a paradigm shift. But it doesn't work on everybody.
Well, it doesn't work on people that whose opinions have been set in place. And I would like to point out that a lot of the outside the system activism, whether you could argue about the success or whatever, but it sets people in their opinion further. And this woman has, she's talking from the standpoint of being here in Keene. She knows what the outside the system activists are about. As far as she's concerned,
and she's upset by this.
You are a bomb-throwing, nutty anarchist, and anything that you say is clearly should be discounted. It doesn't matter if you said the sky was blue. This woman would say, whoa, I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Yeah, I don't think it really would matter, Mark, if I had been involved in outside the system activism or not, because the lady we're talking about here is a very inside the system person. She is so inside the system that she refuses to see the gun in the room. It is something to where, while she could acknowledge what I'm saying, and we should probably explain the gun in the room first. Pete, can you handle that one?
Sure. The gun in the room is essentially an allegory or an analogy.
One of those.
Hey, it's a word or a phrase that it helps pointing out that at the end of the government system of punishment, it's always a gun. Was it Sun Tzu said that or one of those Chinese guys said,
Mao Zedong.
Yeah, there you go. Said that all power comes from the end of a gun, right?
That's right. Political power grows from the barrel of a gun. Famous quote.
So basically, at the if you get a parking ticket and you don't pay that parking ticket, then somebody's going to come for you to arrest you, and if you don't want to be arrested, then they're probably going to shoot you.
Yeah,
ultimately, violence is their tool for getting you to obey.
Sure. If you get a parking ticket, then you're not going to pay the parking ticket. Then you're going to accrue these parking tickets. The meter leader lady is going to call up, tow truck. They're going to boot your vehicle. Then they're going to tow your vehicle, and you're going to, if you want your vehicle back, which if anybody else took your vehicle, you should be able to go get it. But because the government, under the guise of legitimacy, took your vehicle, you go in there, you take your vehicle, and there's some guys with guns in there that are going to come out to defend that lot.
Maybe a bulldog.
Yeah, if you continue to take that vehicle, they're going to end up tasering you, shooting you, whatever they do, it's going to be violent.
So the level of denial and cognitive dissonance that people who are so immersed in the system feel is it's very difficult to penetrate that. So after going back and forth with several Facebook posts regarding the gun in the room this morning, the lady in question responds. She says, "You say that I realize it's difficult to come to grips with that." This is what I had said to her originally. It's difficult to come to grips with that, but that's no opinion. Every government program is backed by men with guns. She says that it all sounds to me like once you see the light, it's assuming that you're somehow more enlightened, and is very condescending. In fact, I have considered your point of view and simply disagree. It is not that those of us who disagree have our heads in the sand. Often, it is that we are intelligent people who do not see the government the way you do. It does not mean we are hiding from facts, as you and others in your group attest. We disagree.
See your group.
We disagree. People think like that. They think in groups. They think that everybody's the same, etc., and so on. We disagree, period. And earlier she said that that these are just just opinions. And I had asserted that these are not opinions, that these are facts, that it is violence that backs up every single government program.
Right. This is something you can't deny. She's
denying it.
Right. But this is the best thing that this points out is the pointlessness of trying to engage people on forums, because they have the opportunity to be very slippery. And, if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you don't believe that government is violence, please call in. I'd love to talk to you about that, because you can't engage in the conversation in the same manner as you can on Facebook.
If you're in real life.
She slipped your noose as fast as she could. Mm. And you, my friend, are an expert at showing the gun in the room. There are a handful, a few dozen people on the planet that are as good at showing the gun in the room as you are, and this dolt has managed to slip your noose. I mean, this woman is not practicing.
I think she's adult. I think she's a pretty intelligent woman.
If she can somehow deny that government is force, then she is adult.
It almost sounds
okay,
like
she's
her,
not looking at it.
Her argument has come down to sticking her fingers in her ear and
That's all it is.
That's right.
That's not a very smart argument, Ian.
Well, and usually what it comes down to with folks like this is that they usually come down to saying things, and she does at one point, that, well, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. And she says, let's agree to disagree. I've got too much work to do to keep this up, when neither of us will change our minds.
That is absolutely true. Yeah. I mean, if you want to change this woman's mind, you need to bring her on the radio and have a conversation with her, where the rubber meets the road. I consider Facebook things. I can see some things that people write on Facebook, and it irritates me, and I want to get in there and jump in and say something. And, sniping from the sideline, which is what I generally do, just one or two lines pointing out that how I feel about the subject. It doesn't change people's minds. It doesn't. You ask what you consider to be a very intelligent question. They don't listen to that crap. They're stuck in their paradigm.
But what about the people watching? Could they have their minds changed?
Sometimes.
Reading? So I say to her that I should be probably doing other things as well, and I'm sorry if you felt condescended towards. I'm the first to admit I'm ignorant about many things in life, but I've spent the last decade of it on this very subject. I once believed we needed a violent monopoly around, but now I have embraced the ideas of peace and honoring my neighbor's choice. Typically, conversations like these result in the supporter of the violent monopoly agreeing to disagree, presumably when their cognitive dissonance grows too strong. I realize it's difficult to realize there is a gun in the room, because it means you have to come to grips with the fact that you have long supported a system based on institutionalized violence. It means having to admit that you were wrong. And I've been wrong before and will likely make more mistakes. However, it's right and not a mistake to withdraw my support for government, which is nothing more than people willing to aggress against peaceful people. So, more coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. Is government anything but a violent monopoly? Please explain.
In 2010, we were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.